This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy B. An Iranian intelligence officer and three members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in Manhattan with plotting to lure U.S. resident and human rights activists from New York to Iran. An indictment in Manhattan federal court Tuesday alleges that the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United States to Iran, United Kingdom to Iran. According to the indictment, all of the targeted victims had been critical of Iran. One defendant not charged in the kidnapping plot was arrested July 1st in California. A lawyer declined to comment. The rest are fugitives believed to be based in Iran. New COVID-19 cases per day in the United States have doubled over the past 3 weeks, driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, lagging vaccination rates, and 4th of July gatherings. Infections jumped to an average of about 23,600 a day on Monday. That's up from 11,300 on June 23rd. In all but two states, Maine and South Dakota, reported the case numbers have risen over the past 2 weeks. Some parts of the country are running up against deep vaccine resistance. South Africa's police say that at least 72 people have been killed and 1,234 have been arrested in unrest set off by the imprisonment last week of former President Jacob Zuma. In a statement issued Tuesday night, Police Major General says many of the deaths were caused by stampedes when shops were being looted. He said 27 deaths are being investigated in Gauteng province. In addition to the people crushed, he says that police are investigating deaths that appear to be caused by explosions when people tried to break into ATM machines. This is VOA.